In pairs of eyes, looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the P.
You are now rocking with the best. Junior Little, Luminary Sounds. Luminary Sounds.
Yes, indeed. It's the infamous Luminary Sounds in the building. It's going down this Saturday. Happy to see you all, 805. Special guest, Alexa Bracamontes. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Alexa Bracamontes.
Bracamontes. Let me roll that tongue, right? And we got Mark Ford in the building. Let's give it up for Mark Ford and Alexa Bracamontes. First of all, for everyone that doesn't know Alexa, she is a food critic. She's a model. And you got, what, like 4.7 million TikTok followers?
Yeah.
Now, how did that acquire?
I went viral on a video, and then after that, like, all my social medias went crazy.
So you went viral on what video?
It was a funny video. I pranked my stepdad, and it just went viral. It was everywhere.
So is your stepdad the one that you're hitting in the head with, like, a pillow?
Yeah.
You gotta watch that on TikTok. She almost gave this man a heart attack. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was crazy. We also got Mark Ford in the building. Everybody in the 805 knows Mark. Come on, who doesn't know Mark? Mark's one of the best rappers. Yeah, right? Mark Ford is one of the best rappers in the 805. I say California. And, bro, it's like you're at that mark. You're doing songs with heavy hitters right now, yeah, right? Your last album.
My last album, I had Conway the Machine. I had the homie King Akeem. I had the homie Truly Goonie. He's doing numbers in the Latin community up north.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, and how long have you been doing music?
Probably like about 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah. Seemed like two.
Seemed like, why you say 2 years?
Just, it goes by fast, man.
Okay.
Like, you know, you kind of get in a loop of just doing things over and over again, and it's just like, you look back and it's like, dang.
Okay.
For a minute.
Do you feel like you've hit your mark? Do you feel like you where you need to be, or is there more growth in your music?
Nah, there's always more growth. You know?
There's always more growth, absolutely.
It's like life, you know, you ain't really living if you ain't growing.
That's right. Well, I'm very excited to have you guys on. I feel like this is a heavy hitter crew right now.
Hey.
Shout out to Missy and Francois the Great. They are out right now, so we're having host replacements. So I'm very happy that you guys accepted the invitation. And we're going to get right into it. We're going to also play some games as well, but this is Missy's Trending Topics, and I want to hear you guys' opinions.
It's time for Trending Topics with Missy Talk.
With Missy Talk.
For entertainment, fashion, and music.
She got you.
Shout out, Missy.
Got you.
Okay, so here we go. First trending topic. Beyonce just dropped her country album. What's it called? Cowboy Carter? Okay. Are you listening to the album? Or are you going to give it a chance? Alexa.
I'll give it a chance.
You'll just give it a chance?
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
Okay, why would you give
something
it a chance?
Something different.
Okay.
Something different. New Beyonce.
Okay, new Beyonce. Okay.
Something different. Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
Have you heard any of the music?
No.
No,
not
you
yet,
haven't.
Not
okay,
yet.
Okay.
But so I'll check it out.
You'll check it out. Mark, how are you feeling with it?
Man, I heard that, what's the single called?
She got
Texas Hold'em,
and she got 16 candles, something like that.
Texas Hold'em is a flip on the Franklin song,
right?
Yeah,
it is.
Like, I don't know, man. It seemed kind of corny and like a cash grab to me. But I mean, she could do what she wants. She Beyonce, but it's not for me.
Tell me about this corny cash grab. I want to hear more about that. Tell me why you feel like that.
It just feels like everybody's trying to do the play that Lil Nas X did, which is
okay.
Like, I feel like Lil Nas is like an industry plant in the sense that they set that up for him, the whole Old Town Road thing.
Yes.
And then they got what's the dude's name that was on the song? Miley Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah.
Like an independent artist is just gonna be able to pull him out of nowhere. Come on.
This is true. So the industry. Have you heard about an industry plant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
So anybody else you think is an industry plant, like a Nav, for example? I think he's an industry plant.
Ooh.
Myself. Nav.
Nav.
Yeah.
I think he's an industry plant myself.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how these artists.
Is he an industry plant or he knew Drake? I don't know his backstory like that.
It just feels like he just came out of nowhere and he just got big. I'm not saying he didn't grind. I'm just saying.
I feel like when you're associated with Drake, you just get big.
Yeah.
Like nobody. I mean, anybody could be around Drake and just blow up.
That's true. Okay, what about Four Bats?
Yeah, that's probably an industry plant.
You think that's an industry plant?
Okay. I think Tyla, or the new girl, I think she just...
She's an industry plant?
Yeah,
the one from Africa?
Yeah.
She has the water. She has the water song. Okay.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I don't know.
Industry plant. Okay. We're going to have to title this industry plants for YouTube.
Oh, man. I didn't mean to do that.
No, this is why we got y'all in here. I want these opinions or whatever to go. So as far as Beyonce's record, it is like 27 songs. That's very long. it's going to probably take people a month to listen to the whole album. So do you feel like she will be accepted in the country music world?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, why not?
There's already a lot of controversy with that because people from like Texas or actual country people are going against that.
Is it true?
It's something, I don't know. I think it's also, yeah, it's just the hype.
You think it's hype?
Yeah.
You think country music fans are just not going to embrace it?
Yeah, I think some will give it a chance, but other than that, I feel like people are not.
Okay, and Mark Four, how are you feeling?
I see it for what it is, man. Like, I see hip-hop as a whole, and okay. just urban music is going down. Streaming numbers, in general, are going down. So what is Beyonce, the queen of R&B, doing? She's throwing a net. So whoever she catches, she's trying to bring
in. I like that.
Exactly.
She's doing more songs because, like I said, people are streaming less. And in order to get more money, you're going to need more records on the track. So
there you go.
That's what it seemed like.
So he just broke down right there. For everyone that's understanding streaming, you know, the least streams that you have. It's kind of like a Kanye West album. He's like a 28, 30 song, something crazy. Why so long for the streaming? People will click to at least hear a little bit of the song. Mm-hmm. That's going to pay you. I wish the streaming world had some type of situation like the movie industry where they pay royalties a lot better, you know? You have to pay so many millions of streams before you get any money.
Well, it all depends who your DSP is, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you're doing as far as, like, your ASCAP and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're producing the stuff, too, then you get paid two times. So
that's
it's
right.
cool. But I think the best way to actually get money off of music nowadays is direct-to-consumer. And it's kind of crazy that Beyonce and Jay-Z just haven't invented that. I know that, like, Jay had Tidal, but then
He
sold it to white folks.
He told it to Tidal. He did. Yeah.
Yeah, he was all like, hey, support a black man, this and that. Sold it to white folks. But
after
that, I feel like direct-to-consumer is the way to go.
Okay.
Like, as far as making your money, because you could sell, like, let's say you sell 10,000 and you Jay. I mean, like, do the numbers. You know what I'm saying?
This is crazy and very true. So for me, I think that Beyonce, I think that she will be nominated for a Grammy country. I think that's going to happen. I know it's a stretch. I just feel that she's going to do so much to bring so many new people into country that if they like Beyonce's country music, they'll listen to other artists as well. You know, there's so many country music artists out there that are really good.
You think she's going to get a Grammy for real?
I think so.
Can I jump in real quick?
You got to get on the mic, though.
Okay, so
Anita knows on the mic.
I think she's gonna do well with the country album when she's got the country grassroots, because originally she's from Texas. I feel like she has more of a voice for country music. I wasn't a fan of Jolene, though.
I know.
I feel like it didn't come from the
Soul.
The soul, yeah.
Like Dolly Parton.
I felt like she was just speaking it.
But okay.
I think she did a smart thing by bringing in country artists to sing or intro some of the songs, because that's going to pull in people who are skeptical about her singing country.
True.
So I think bringing in Dolly, Miley, and Willie Nelson, and a bunch of new rising black artists that are in country music,
right,
is what's going to help her. I also think it's gonna.
She's gonna win the award as well.
I think she'll be nominated. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think she'll win it, though.
You don't think she'll win?
Nah, because like, look at what Jay did at the Grammys recently.
Oh, right? It's a play. He set it up.
Yeah, it seemed like more or less like he was complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I agree.
Yeah.
What he said, some of y'all don't even deserve to be here.
Yeah, he's all y'all don't even gotta clap at everything.
And I don't think some of the songs, I haven't listened to the whole album, just some of them. I think there's nothing in there that so far has made me go, wow, this is like speaking to me. This deserves
a Grammy. She listened to everything.
A lot of country, okay.
Yeah. But I think she does a smart thing too by putting Post Malone on there, because that's gonna bring in people that listen to his music as well.
I could see Post Malone getting a Grammy for a country album before her.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Post Malone he's also done it before. You know, he's been working already. He's already in his roots with it.
Right, and he's collaborating with Morgan Wallen, which they're dropping a new song. And
heavy hitter.
Luke Combs. So I agree with Mark. He's going to get something, I think, before her in country.
Post is out of here, bro.
Post does it all. You know Post Malone, right?
Yeah, I know Post Malone.
You like Post Malone's music?
Yeah, of course.
What about the country side of Post Malone?
I haven't heard any of
you
the
haven't
country
heard
side.
Oh, I'll spam you with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, send me the good stuff.
He's just a good singer, bro.
Right.
Yeah,
like, when he
all.
First came in with White Iversons, I was kind of skeptical. But then, because, like, they were labeling him as hip-hop. But then I understood what it was.
Yeah.
And we could even go into him being a planner or whatever, but he's talented as hell, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he's really talented. There's a lot of songs that he writes that, you know, we have some stuff on him too.
He's dope, bro.
Yeah.
I think he does well no matter what he sings.
Yeah, feel the passion in his voice.
Okay.
You don't feel a lot of people, you don't feel their passion when they sing.
Right, because I can close my eyes whenever I listen to him sing, and it lifts me up to a different place. Like,
okay, I got a question. So basically, Beyonce, she says that she did the album because she wanted to be accepted and have other artists be accepted for just not just making, Mark Ford is a rapper, but maybe he wants to do pop music, right?
Right.
Will the pop world accept him? It's kind of how she created this album for country. Do you think that this is going to spark other artists to get out of their comfortable lane and get to other music? Alexa, how do you feel? But do you think that artists that do rap or hip-hop, you think they'll move into other lanes to do other music because of this?
Of course, yeah. I think right now, I don't know, but in my opinion, I think that what people are trying to do is like, okay, this isn't, let's do something different to mix it up and be talked about, be more out there. And then, of course, people are trying to get into different industries of genres of music. And I don't know. I think it's just trends right now that people are trying to follow to just keep succeeding and making it fresh.
Mark, are you going to do like an R&B album?
You know, I haven't done it before.
You got an R&B album?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I think not even an
R&B album, but an album where I'm taking more risks with like auto-tune and singing and stuff. Like
okay.
That. So I've done that before.
Okay.
But I feel like, what was your initial question again? Because I want to answer it.
Well, my initial question was Beyonce, she put out the country album because she felt like she was held back when I think she tried to start this a while back and she wasn't accepted. So this is something that she's been working on for many years now, right? Yeah. Do you think that this is going to open up the door for other artists that may want to try different genres of music to be accepted because of Beyonce coming out first with this?
I feel like maybe as a byproduct, like people, like she, like she said,
Alexa saying,
yeah, Alexa saying, this is like an industry of trends right now. Like
right,
everybody's copying everybody. But what I really think is that this is a play just to capture more fans because, like I said, I believe streaming is going downhill. I believe not only rap, but like all forms of music, the way it's just accessible, everybody could do it right now.
Going downhill.
I don't know if you've seen the AI apps that are allowing people to take people's voice and pretty much make a song just by typing something in. Like T-Pain teamed up with YouTube with a bunch of different other artists, and you just able to type in what the song is and it puts together the lyrics, it sings it as T-Pain and makes the beat.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
when I saw that,
that's
like,
scary too.
You could use that to your advantage, but in the sense of just overall music, like music as we knew it is dead.
Yeah. Wow.
And even video, like I do videography stuff too.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
I don't know if you've seen the stuff that Sora has been doing with OpenAI.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
All right.
So pretty much you just type in what you want, and it looks like an actual movie, straight up. Like AI produces the movie like real life quality. It's crazy, but.
I'm like
I would never use AI, but I use AI on a daily basis.
I use it, the text version, all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Here's the thing, everybody's going to use it, and I feel like what's going to end up happening with the music industry, the movie industry, is you're going to get rid of the middleman, like which is kind of what social media did as far as like A&Rs and the people in between. You're pretty much just going to have people creating content, and it's going to go straight to the distribution centers like Warner and whoever else.
Wow.
Yeah, it's basically going to eliminate jobs in all the entertainment industry.
Well, it's going to reallocate jobs.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be people that are going to have to do the prompting and stuff. So it's not going to be the same jobs that you want. But, I mean, it's crazy, bro.
Hey, this is perfect. This one topic went crazy, and this is exactly why I got y'all here. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with some more music.
Plans, I like you, I do. We went over to France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. pull up in that Maybach Camry. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me. Cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammer. Let's check a little dip, little lady. Hit PCH, I'm ready. Yeah, I've been thinking lately that I need someone to save me. Now that I'm famous, I got all around me. But I need a good girl, I need someone to ground me. So please be true, don't trip around with me. I need someone to share this heart with me. Feel you are, then run it back again. Oh, girl, I like.
For sip tea or light it up.
Yo.
One, two, three, four.
The number one independent artist music review in radio.
Y'all heard?
You are now rocking with the best. Junior Little, Luminary Sounds. Luminary Sounds. The number one station for independent art.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment we all been waiting for. Billy.
Tell me how I'm stuck with you. And not the things that have me temporary. Only thing I have is my this apartment don't feel so small. Everything in it feels all big and strong. And when we not together, can't wait for days to end. And our A to B, we share feels like a Benz. And we can make this little home of ours for like a hotel home. You perform all your favorite songs, long as you stay my
baby.
Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me how I make you feel. They can say what they want, but if they leave out what's real, tell me who gon' keep me from my so I can say when we was only 17, knew I was made for my. This apartment don't feel so small, and everything in it feels all big and strong. And when we not together, can't wait for days to end. And our A to B, we share feels like a Benz. And
And we can make this little home of ours for like a hotel home. And I'll watch you perform on your favorite songs, long as you stay my baby.
I would've loved to go with you to prom, share a dance and share a palm, taking frozen moments, only love can play the photo bomb. I'll spend my last little 30 just to convince this whack DJ, when he play your favorite song, you better act like Vietnam. But now we grown as hell, and I still feel the same. We grow up hearing, don't worry about it, them feelings change, yeah. I never grew up to be the Superman that I promised, but I can look at you with echoes in my wallet.
It's Parmesan, feel so small,
so strong.
Everything in it feels all big and strong. And when we're not together, can't wait for days to end. And our A to B, we share feels like a Benz. And we can make this little home of ours for like a Coachella home. And I'll watch you perform on your favorite songs, as long as you stay my.
That was Sway Vey, Baby. I want to see what you guys think about that for our Sip Tea or Light It Up version. Now, I'm going to let ladies first go first. If you do not like the song, it's okay. You sip some tea, tell us why you don't like the song. If you just love the song, you know, light it up in the microphone. But we all have to agree before we put into rotation.
I was like, I like it. I like it. Just like what he was saying right okay. now. Like, it does need like some drums or something else added to it. It's kind of simple, but it's yeah. good. It's good.
So you like the song. You cool. Yeah. You put
it's
it into
good.
Rotation.
Maybe different instrumentals, but it's really good.
Okay, okay. Mark Ford, are you sipping tea or lighting up? To Sway Vey, Baby. I thought he was going to sip some tea. I was like, after everything he said.
I'm going to be real, man. Okay. That makes me want to take it home and just add some 808s.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. You should do that and send it to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just even to bump it. Like, it's a dope record. Like, yeah. I like it, but I yeah. need to feel it. I'm not feeling it just, like, by itself, to be honest.
Okay, so you would just what? You would just add, it's even, just, even, by itself is not good enough.
It's dope, man. Don't get me wrong. But okay. it's like, it needs, like, you need to, at least in some spots, you don't even got to flood the whole track with it. But, like,
okay.
on some points of the song, throw, like, a deep 808 in there, like, just so you feel it.
Okay.
So you're like, where is this going?
Okay. All
it
right.
It just felt really monotone.
Okay.
But it not monotone because there was rapping, he was singing, there was different harmonies. It was dope, man.
The helium, though.
Oh, yeah.
The helium sound.
So it did sound like Bryson, Tyson. Tyson, Bryson,
Bryson Tiller.
Tiller, Bryson, Bryson Tiller. Tiller on if he inhales some helium.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I will light it up. It reminds me a little bit like Four Bats a little bit. It's just that this like little high pitched voice a little bit. I don't really believe he sounds like that. Obviously, I think it's an effect that's you know enhancing his sound, and that's the sound he's gonna come you know come with. Kind of like you know, what's the guy named Playboy Cardi? Yeah, he doesn't sound the way he sounds on the record. He adds all these effects into it, and that's what he came up with. But I'm going to light it up. You know, I agree. It will be nice to have a little beat, a little, you know, percussion or something on there to, like, big it up. But I think the record's dope.
Yeah. yeah.
It does sound like a reference track, but I like the song by Sway Vey, Baby, and we put it in Roto.
It definitely depends on like what you're doing. You
know yeah,
it
definitely depends on what you're
yeah,
doing.
I don't know if I can bump it at the gym.
But you can't bump it at the gym.
yeah, yeah.
Could you ever bump any R&B at the gym?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What R&B you listen to at the gym, Pop?
Like old school though, like old 70s. School. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like
you going
Al Green?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, come
Marvin Gaye. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Absolutely. What about you, Alexa?
I'm more new school, so like Chris Brown.
She's new school. So, but okay, R&B new school, though.
New school.
New school,
yeah.
Chris Brown. Okay, all right. I got you. All right, that's cool. That's cool. So we're going to get into another trending topic. Shout out to Missy Talks. Here we go.
It's time for Trending Topics with Missy Talks.
With Missy Talks.
For entertainment, fashion, and music.
She got you.
She got you.
All right, here we go. So everybody's been knowing about Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Is this a real beef or is this an attention grab? Obviously, Kendrick Lamar has shouted out Drake in a, I would say, a negative way with the control verse years ago. Drake didn't really respond on record. He's doing it again. Is Drake going to respond? What do you think is going to happen with this? I'm going to go to Mark Ford on this one.
Drake already responded. Lean on stage and like saying like, oh, real niggas need to
Yeah, he did. Okay,
yeah,
he said that.
But like, to be honest, man, at that level that they're at, is this really marketing? Because you would think at that level, why are you concerned about anybody else? You know what I'm saying?
So you mean for Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar wakes up and chooses violence, yeah, so to speak.
So to speak. But like to me, that whole diss sounded like it's not really aimed at Drake per se. Like Drake's on it and everything. But if you listen, it sounds to me like it's more geared towards J. Cole.
J. Cole?
Yeah. Just because J. Cole is on all those records and albums that he's talking about.
Wow.
Like, I don't know why. And if you think about, like, all the songs that he was on there with Drake, he's the only one really that could, you could kind of take stuff away and be like, man, is he throwing shots at Kendrick? Because on that song, Evil Ways, he had said something, I take people's DNA and split them and something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm paraphrasing here.
For sure.
Offhand, but
yeah.
Even on was first person shooter mode, like he's saying, like he named K-Dot and he says, I feel like Muhammad Ali. So that's like, oh, you think you the top dog? Then Kendrick came out and like, I'm the top dog, you know?
Okay.
So all that's right. That's the way it feel like.
Okay. All right. What about you, Alex? Have you heard the song?
I think this is amazing marketing because he is like big or whatever, but you know, this is a good marketing because people are starting to talk about it, and it's like, oh, they're talking about the beef, so people are gonna go and listen to it,
right?
And even if they didn't even think about going to listen to it, now they're gonna listen to it because of the beef, you know?
That's true. I mean, you also have celebrity artists unfollowing Drake, which is seems like a trend. Obviously,
I think that's something different, bro.
Why would he unfollow him all of a sudden?
Smash their girls, bro.
Wow! Let's talk about it. So you think Drizzy smashed Rick Ross' lady?
I used to didn't like Drake, but Drake be doing, he be doing beef different, bro.
Yeah, he do. Okay, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? He be smashing people's girls and all that stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he did.
Saying so.
Did Future unfollow him too?
Yeah, Future. I think they have beef too.
I know Rick Ross unfollowed. I think it was somebody else. I can't remember.
They were fighting over some girl. Like,
but him and
Future was beef over
some girl. They showed the girl, and she's like, I have nothing to do with any of this, and it's definitely not over me.
So
but it's
you
over
know
some.
It was a, you know it was over her. That's such a girl.
That's kind of petty too. Like, why would you be beef? You guys can kind of have anybody you want at the level you are now. Why are you fighting over anybody?
That's a flex for the girl.
That is a flex for her.
Hey, but I'm gonna be real. Drake said the most light skinned thing ever.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Light skin. Let's go.
As far as the beef.
Hey, but you light skinned too, though.
Hey, I could say that this is the most light skinned stuff ever. He said, I would never sell you out for a rollout. Like, talking to the people. Like,
yeah, for so sure. For sure.
I don't know. That just sounds like he don't want to respond.
Wow.
He's just gonna. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Yeah, reverse of Meek. That's exactly. That's crazy.
That what he said?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I think with the Meek situation, I think it was just a little different in my opinion. I believe Meek kind of came out the box talking on Twitter crazy, and he was like, you know, like, what did I do? I have nothing to do with any of this stuff, and I think it fueled Drake. This is a situation probably competitiveness, and I think Drake's like, nah, I'm not gonna feed into it. Obviously. You know, Kendrick's going to be coming out with something new, more than likely, right?
Yeah.
Why feed into it?
But and I already think that Kendrick has, like cuts, like archives of diss tracks ready. You know what I'm saying? And maybe Drake just don't want to take a chance. Because when you're on the top, you don't have to respond, right? Like, look at Jay didn't even respond to, like, certain people. But you got to think about all the people that Drake didn't respond to. Like, when Pusha got him, he didn't respond to him. Drake didn't respond to Common. Common went out Adam Cole.
Yeah. But the Pusha T hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
It hurt a little bit because he was talking about his mama, his daddy, his son.
That's my point, though. He didn't respond after that. He went on LeBron and on his show, and he was all like, oh, I just thought it was too personal. Like, come on.
Bro. Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's the most light-skinned thing.
Too personal. Yeah. Well, so I personally don't think Drake's going to respond outside of talking on stage. I think he's just going to let it go. And honestly, if you look at Kendrick is only responding on other people's records as a feature. He doesn't have his own record that he's like, you know, I'm gonna hop on this record real quick.
He was baiting him, bro.
And see what happens. And it hasn't worked. Drake's just not gonna give in, I don't think.
Yeah.
Why bother?
Hey, man, I hope Kendrick
it's
throws
Drake.
One more.
It's Drake.
I hope Kendrick throws one more, though. That really kind of digs in. Because that'd be cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually like this record. A lot of people were saying that Future was talking about something different and, like, the beat is like a bop. I'm like, that's perfect for a diss record. It's
perfect
think
for
about
a diss record.
All the best diss record, they're bops, right? They're like stuff you could play in the club, right?
Yeah.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, it is good. Who did it? Metro?
Metro did that beat.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
But
man,
I think it's like a play on the E-40 joint, if I remember.
I don't know, man. I feel like people, like Drake said, people use him up when they need him, and then after they get what they want, they kind of fade away. I think that's kind of what it is. Drake's still the king. He's still on top. He can put out a trash record. It's going to go number one no matter what.
Because it's Drake.
Like, you know.
That's a different conversation.
He global.
Though. It's a different conversation, though, especially with streams, bro.
Yeah.
It's just a different conversation.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go there.
Hey, actually, we're going to take a break. This is Adina Howard, Freak Like Me, for all you freaks out there.
Sounds the number one station for independent artists.
Yes, indeed. It's that time, back in the day. What's good? Alexa with the camera. I love it. So here we go. You guys are ready to play Do Tell? They have no idea what's happening right now. This is the best part. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm ready. In this next segment of Do Tell, we get to know the real you. I'll ask a series of questions meant to see how you would respond. Some of the questions are just to mess with you. And some of the other questions require further detail. Alexa, Mark Ford, you ready to play Do Tell?
I'm ready.
I'm excited about this one. Here we go. Okay, Alexa, have you ever lied about your age when meeting someone you were attracted to?
Oh, no, but I've gotten that.
Okay.
On me, yeah. You got
to tell me about it. Do tell.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I've gone on dates, and then people, like, the guy would be like, oh, I'm 27. And it turns out they're, like, 32, 33. I'm like, what? And then I would ask them so many times, because I know they look older. They're like, no, I'm 27. Damn. Until okay. later on, I find out.
So is it over with?
It's over with.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
The ones they lie from the start, they'll always lie.
All right, Mark, how about you?
That I could recall, nah.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Why would you lie? Why would you just lie? And for one, like, age don't necessarily come up right away.
You never seen, like, an older woman, if you were single, she's like, I want to give it a shot, but man, I'm just too
older
young.
Woman?
Yeah, when you were younger.
Like, even when I did mess with older women, like, age wasn't really a thing. Age is, if you think about it,
but
like,
look at the play over here, easy.
Of legal age, right?
Of course. Hello.
Of legal age. Age is just a number, because I know, like, 50-year-old, 20-year-olds, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Now, so, okay, 50-year-old, 20, I like that. Okay. Yeah. What's the most ridiculous thing you ever spent your money on, Mark?
Dang, man. just off top?
Most ridiculous thing you ever spent your money on. You too, Alexa.
You can go.
I think purses.
Purses?
I spent so much money on purses, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How much money are you spending on purses?
One time I spent like $3,000 on like one purse.
$3,000?
Yeah, and then later on, that was when I was younger. I was like, oh my gosh, like my first purchase is gonna, my big purchase is gonna be my purse. And then I'm like, I don't even use it.
You don't even use the purse.
Yeah, no, it's a waste of money.
And you got so much equipment. Anything you were like, you know what? I went too much on
that. Nah, like, cause all of that, if you think about it, like from the video to the music, it's all an investment.
You need okay.
You're gonna make it back.
But, I got you. Okay.
Like, realistically, like, now that I'm thinking about it, probably, like, bad dates.
Hey, do tell. What's the most money you spent on a bad date?
Like, not even a lot of money, but it's just like, man, when you take a person out on a date, like a nice date, and you think they one way, and they just turn out to be like, damn, why did I spend money on this bitch? You know, like.
That's like funny as hell.
Yeah, like, probably, like, maybe, like, $200.
Okay, all right, too much. Okay. Yeah. Let me see. This is an interesting one. Would you be comfortable with your best friend dating your ex?
No. You're not even my best friend anymore if that happens.
So it's over with. You obviously don't want him. There's no way happening.
No. It has happened, though.
Damn. Okay, that's crazy. What about you?
I mean, I'm married, so I don't give a damn.
Okay. Let me see. If single, what music artist would you not mind building a family with?
If single, all these guys are red flags.
Too many red flags. Okay.
Too many red flags. I don't even have like a celebrity.
No celebrity crush. Okay.
No,
all right.
No, I don't.
What about you, Mark?
What was the question?
If you were single, what celebrity artist would you not mind having a family with?
Damn, you gonna give me a show on my
life? I know. Yeah. Don't answer that. Well, skip. Yeah, skip that. Skip that.
Maybe Lotto.
He still said maybe. Okay, all right. Okay, Elon Musk is having a conference and he offers you $1 million to teach a lecture in the nude. Alexa, are you taking the money?
In the nude?
Butt naked? Teaching a lecture. Doing a food review. How about that?
A food review naked?
$1 million.
Like some OnlyFans type of thing or what?
I mean, no, this is in front of people.
No, that's crazy. $1 million is $1 million though. No.
So you still thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, all right. You taking
Elon
the money?
Elon Musk
taking
too.
The money for what? I didn't hear you.
Okay. If Elon Musk is teaching a lecture, all right, and he offers you $1 million to teach a lecture in the nude, are you taking the money?
I don't don't think Elon would do that, bro.
You don't think Elon would do that?
Elon's kind of.
I don't know. I think he would.
He would.
I think he would. I don't think he would, man. Like, he don't come off as that type of guy, man. Maybe, like, I don't know, bro. But no, I wouldn't do
You don't that. Think he's. Okay, okay. Yeah. All right. If you were trapped in the elevator or stranded at sea for 48 hours, which one would you choose?
I think trapped in an elevator.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
how many floors are we up?
You up a bunch of floors.
And you, then you in way the sea, up. Like, you're, so, like, so in the middle so, of the
you,
ocean.
You stuck. Elevator 48 or sea 48?
So, with the sea, do I have a radio at least?
Like, nah, no radio.
Yeah, I guess the elevator. Man, I feel like I'm putting stuff into the universe.
I can't do the elevator, though. Okay, here we go. Just for both of you guys. How attractive are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll see a 10.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Say a 10. What about you, Mark?
Like, I know I'm ugly. I'm probably like a good 5.
But, you know, said I what?
Got game. You know
Come
what
on, bro.
You know, I'm an adjustable.
But you can't give yourself a 5, bro.
I'm an adjustable 7.
You're adjustable, you know, 7. Okay, all right. Yeah. If you were in a witness protection program and had to change your name, what would it be?
Oh, I've never thought of that. I don't know. What can be my name?
Spontaneous. I'm telling you, spontaneous.
I don't know.
Your witness protection program. They're coming after you. You got to change your name. What are you changing it to?
Brianna, my sister's name.
She's getting caught real quick. What about you, Mark?
I don't know. Like, what was the question again? My fault, bro.
If you were in the witness protection program and had to change your name, what would it be?
Jose Perfecto.
Jose Perfecto.
That sounds like you had a plan.
I know, right? Yo, that's a crazy name, Jose Perfecto. That's the best answer we had. Okay, okay. What is your biggest fear?
Oh, my biggest fear was always not being successful. Okay. And then that's why I've always been grinding since I was young.
Okay.
So that was always my biggest fear. Wow. Just not being successful. That's okay. Why I always continue to grow my businesses or do whatever.
You're afraid of failing.
Afraid of failing.
What about you, Mark?
What's the biggest fear?
Yeah, what's your biggest fear?
Probably the same thing. Probably just going through life and realize you wasted time.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. It's a waste of time on something that can't get that time back. Yeah. Okay. What is your hidden talent?
What hidden talent? I don't know.
Everybody has a hidden talent.
I'm so like...
You're probably a singer and you just don't do it and everyone, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not a singer.
Maybe you're a good cook.
I'm good at just like computer stuff. Like I'm really good at like graphic design, editing. And people don't really even know that or even think I will know that.
Okay, that's good. There you go. Okay, that's a skill. What about you, Mark?
I got this really crazy talent of procrastination.
Talent procrastination. Okay, okay. If someone were to play you in a movie, who would you cast?
Who would I cast?
Yes.
I love Angelina Jolie.
You got Angelina? Okay, yeah. There you go.
Or Megan Fox.
Who's gonna play Mark?
I don't know, man.
The story of Mark Ford. Who's got you?
No, like, I guess we gotta go with The Rock then.
You go with The Rock? Oh, buff Mark Ford. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
If your coworker's breath was kicking, how would you tell them?
I don't have coworkers.
Okay, if someone close to you's breath was kicking, what would you say? You as well. How would you navigate and tell them that, man?
Oh, like, you want gum?
That's it. Okay, you Mark.
Or pull out my gums and be like, you want gum?
Bro, your breath stinking. Get away.
Get away. Okay, here we go. What is your guilty pleasure?
Give me an example. What's yours?
For me, I watched a movie on Netflix, Love is Blind. I watched Love is Blind. And I know the fellas aren't watching Love is Blind.
Yeah.
But I'm confident in myself and I can
really?
Kill
really? How do you like it? I haven't watched
it. I just like the idea of two people not seeing each other and creating a connection based off of conversation and things like that.
Mm.
No, you know, no attraction at all. And then when they see each other, they're like, oh my God, I was attracted to you and it doesn't work out, you know? And I like to see if it can work out or not. So
yeah,
that's me. That's my guilty pleasure.
I don't know. What's mine? I'm so boring. I'm such a boring person.
You're boring?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But
well.
Online, I'm like, I look like I go out and everything, but in reality.
And she has this huge light on her phone. I'm thinking, what's boring about this girl? Okay. What about you, Mark?
True,
guilty pleasure.
Weed.
Weed is a guilty pleasure?
Yeah. Like a guilty pleasure, like you mean something that's despised by society?
Maybe. Like, maybe something that, you know, it's not, everyone might not like it. Or maybe you listen to Britney Spears.
You know what? Like, I guess a guilty pleasure that a lot of people, like the majority of people don't do is, like, I play fighting games. I guess.
Fighting games? Like what?
Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom, Mortal Kombat. Like, I'm
crazy. Like, older games?
Like, even the new ones, too. Oh, okay. The older ones, too.
Okay, okay.
Like,
okay.
I'm crazy. Like, I got the little arcade stick and everything.
Wow, yeah. He's a little nerd on it. He's serious about it.
Mine would be editing. Like, I love editing.
You love editing. Okay, all right. Well, that's good. Okay, procrastination. You did speak on that. What is something you always procrastinate?
Everything, man. Like, you know why I procrastinate, though?
Okay, I want to hear it.
And I guess this is the biggest excuse, but just overthinking, man. You can't overthink.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good answer.
Overthinking is a good answer.
That's a great answer. What are you procrastinating on?
I'm not much of a procrastinator. I feel like I'm such a perfectionist. I just want everything to be ready, like, right when they need it or when it needs to be ready.
Do you get frustrated easily?
I get frustrated, though.
What's that like? What's the frustrated Alexa like?
Just like getting anxiety or like feeling pressured because I'm such a perfectionist that I just want everything to be perfect.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's the last movie that made you cry?
Man, there's been a couple movies that just hit me out of the blue. And
okay.
I'm trying to think of the last one. You know, the last...
I mean, Mark Ford, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, man.
Hardcore League of Mark Ford is in there. You know, he's crying.
I can't think of the most recent one, but I remember when I first saw it, and even rewatching it not too long ago, Antoine Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of
changed. Antoine Fisher. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. What about you last
yesterday,
movie?
Yesterday, I was watching
yesterday? What made you cry yesterday?
I was so sensitive.
What made you cry? What was it?
It's literally like a funny movie, but I cried because there was like a sad scene.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called
Dumb and Dumber scene. She cried.
I know.
What was the movie?
It's called Mother's Day. It's like so boring, but I don't know.
And you just in there crying?
Yeah, there was just like this one scene. So I was like, oh.
You're just a softie. Okay.
I'm a softie.
What is your most used emoji?
The fire emoji. I love it.
What about you, Mark?
Probably the cat.
The cat?
you know what?
Everybody cap.
Yeah, it's either the cap or the skull.
The skull dead. Okay. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Dancing or wine tasting?
Ooh, wine tasting.
Wine tasting.
I just did that. I love it.
Dancing or wine tasting?
I could probably say both, man.
Bro, dancing, then you go, okay. Yeah. Go wine, okay, then you go this. Breakfast Club or Luminary Sounds?
What was that?
Breakfast Club or Luminary Sounds?
Breakfast Club.
The answer is Luminary Sounds.
Wait, what is that? Say it.
Luminary, come on.
Let's go, Luminary Sound. And that was perfect.
I'll come and stop by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Buy honey for your nails. Too honey for your nails. Not the shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair. Girl, I got you another dress, so bring your to front of stage. I buy you because you wear, impressed because you know I care. You know you'll love it here, that's why you keep on coming there. You can't compete, I swear. But now he look too weird, baby. I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Find honey for your nails. Too honey for your nails. You're running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair. You're running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair.
come and slide by 8 p.m.
What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did. Been praying on it since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? This is me talking, it's not DNA. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your fat ass the week. Don't know why, girl, it was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Found someone I'm falling for. You hit me back with talking more now. The bodies that you called before, they don't make me mad or insecure. I'm good. 1,000 on your hair. 200 on your nail. Yeah. Feel like a fairy tale. I swear, I'll make them open up Chanel. I'm a stand-up guy like Dave Chappelle. You about to break the spell. For real. Tell that that you done with him. Girl, who cares if he gon' take it well? You done.
The great, the musical enthusiast. You're listening to 993 FM KJBU Oxnard, live streaming at 993fm.com, which is 993fm.com.
It's time for Trending Topics with Missy Talk.
With Missy Talk.
For entertainment, fashion, and music.
She got you. She got you.
Yes, indeed. 805, we back. But Alexa and Mark Ford, it's been a great, great morning so far. We're going to get right into it. Did he do it? Basically, that's what they said on the internet. Is it over for the music mogul? And do you feel he's guilty of all the accusations? Can he bounce back? Mark. Can he bounce back?
Guilty of what? Being gay?
Seriously. So, and what did he do?
So, they're saying that he had like sex slaves or whatever, but right. He was paying them. So I guess there's that. But the way everybody's coming down on him, like I was a part of it, you know, because it's funny, you know, seeing 50 post stuff and everything like that. But
sure, true.
Think about how many people in the industry are doing the same thing. Are they talking about them? Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the way that they're trying to bring him down, like I'm not really feeling it like that. And I know he's probably put a lot of people through bad times.
Sure.
A lot
of, but not guilty of crimes.
I mean, I guess prostitution is a thing. So,
yeah.
Like, maybe, like, he gets a racketeering charge. Maybe he gets, like, a prostitution or human trafficking type thing.
Yeah.
But for him to lose everything, no, I don't feel like it's worth it.
You don't feel like. What about you, Alexa?
Being in the, like, in the industry, in the modeling industry, you get to see a lot of different things. And, yeah, it's true. It does happen. And a lot of celebrities are like that.
Yeah.
And with Diddy, I think it's true.
You think it's true?
I know it's. Well, I think it's true.
So, yeah. You think. So, what do you think he did?
A lot of people are doing that. Celebrities, from boxers, from multimillionaires. I don't want to say much, but yeah, no, it's true. It's a big thing. Like, you know, people selling people. It's a lot of money that they get off of that, and people are doing it. Celebrities.
Yeah,
really
I think
big
it's,
people.
I kind of agree with both of you. I think it's an interesting take. Did he do it? I know that's like a hashtag trend right now. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I can wait.
Okay, okay. When you get a chance, go to the mic. I think that Diddy possibly is getting a lot of the heat for how he treated people in the past, a little bit of what Mark was saying. And I think they are using that to kind of extoriate him, right? To just kill his character assassination, so to speak. I don't really know if he truly committed crimes because I'm not there, but I just think that he's done so many people dirty in a way that it offended them that it's just kind of hitting him. I think the Cassie situation really made it bad for him.
The Cassie. Yeah.
Because the next day he's settled. And he still keeps saying that, you know, I'm innocent. But for me, for you, the type of wealth that you have, and I would fight that. There's no reason that I would just settle. It can't go away. It's already out in the public. Everyone knows about it. It's on Shade Room, ABC, Fox, CNN, whatever.
The whole Cassie situation, I felt like that was blood in the water and there are nothing but sharks around.
Yeah, so okay.
I think that sparked this whole thing because if he wouldn't have settled right then and there.
Exactly.
And let's say he would have beat it, then nothing would have happened.
Nothing would have happened.
The fact that he paid millions of dollars to her, mm-hmm. everybody's all like, oh, let me get it back because we know he did scandalous stuff, right?
Of course.
But the thing is like, I don't know, man. I think a lot of the people were willing participants, especially the men, because you couldn't convince me to walk down the hallway and do some gay stuff to me.
Yeah.
Which is what people are trying to pin on him and everything. Like, yeah. The Meek Mill situation, that's crazy. Having another man call you daddy, that's wild.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then Meek's on the record talking about, I don't want to say what you and I did or something. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I hope they forgive me what I did with Diddy.
I hope they forgive me for what I did with Diddy. And I'm like, what did you do with Diddy?
Hey, man.
Shout
out to gay people, but like.
I like that plug. Yeah.
Real talk, like, I don't know, man. Is it going to be enough to where he could recover? I don't know. He showed his shares to Revolt. When I saw that, I was all like, oh, it might be a wrap.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Revolt's a big thing.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't know if you guys seen it, but Ryan Garcia had said this way before that this was gonna happen with Diddy.
Really?
So yeah, I don't know if you know about that, but the boxer Ryan Garcia, he was stating right now he's going crazy viral right now because everything he's saying, it's true, it's coming true. People are claiming he's crazy or mm-hmm. whatever. But everything he's saying has been coming true.
Go ahead, Mark.
Actually,
go ahead. Finish, Alexa. Go ahead.
You could go.
I think that nigga trying to get out of the fight.
You think he's trying to get out of the fight?
He's trying to get out of the Devin Haney fight. He's trying to do whatever. He's like, I'm crazy. Like, Illuminati, they raping people over here. Like,
it's true, everything he has said has come true. Bridge, he had claimed that way before.
You could say the same thing about Orlando Brown because he has said that he had a sexual relationship with Diddy and Drake.
Oh, my God, he
did.
And
all this stuff. So, yeah. Like, yes, there's truth in everything, but I don't think Ryan Garcia knows like that. You feel me?
You don't think Ryan Garcia, because he's big, bro. He's big time. Like, he's in the inner circle. I'm sure he's been part of these parties and things like that, and he's seen things that he's like, I don't know.
I know a lot of people that have seen things.
Yeah.
And they keep their mind about them. I think he's trying to get out of the fight. And if he don't win this fight, then I think it's a kind of a wrap for him.
Okay, all right.
No, I think, well, he went to the Bohemian Grove, so he's stating that after being there, he witnessed a lot of different things that have happened.
Mm-hmm. Bohemian Grove?
Bohemian Grove.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, it's like a cult.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's like really big, powerful people that are in it.
Yeah.
So everything he has been stating, like on Twitter or talking about, has been coming true. First, he stated that the Baltimore bridge was going to collapse down. And
He said that before it collapsed?
Before it collapsed. And check he said into the that, date Anita. And everything.
A date?
He said the date and everything, and it actually came true. So then he stated.
Yes, Anita said it was it AI? Google that, Anita.
Yeah, they're saying that everything in the Bohemian Grove, everything is planned for a distraction.
You saw this personally, like on Twitter, or you like saw
on Twitter, a
video on TikTok?
No, on Twitter.
Okay.
From their page.
Yeah, I did see that he had been tweeting a bunch of stuff, but I didn't really go in depth to read into it.
I said that he was going, and people were saying that he was crazy.
Right.
I don't know, man. At some point in time, are you crazy if you're telling people what you experience?
Here's the thing. First of all, I want to say sex trafficking, human trafficking is rampant in this country and across the globe.
Sure.
And that's a serious thing.
Yeah.
And all of these people that know about it, there's a slogan where they say, you see something, say something. And a lot of people are failing to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wait all this time and finally say something, people doubt them. and people don't believe them.
Wow.
You know, and I agree with Mark how if once this Cassie situation came to light, if Diddy wouldn't have settled, nobody else would have come after him again. And I don't know if he's guilty or not, but I feel like if they had hard, solid evidence on him, they would have arrested him. They would have had an arrest warrant right then
he's
and there.
He's in Miami hanging out.
And two, he has the money. If he has the money to fight it, he can fight it. But it's a long fight because it can go up to 7 years
you know what
and
I
he
think,
can lose all his
money. You know
money.
What I think Diddy guilty of?
Okay.
Being an asshole.
That's what you think it
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the way he's treated like his artists and things
yeah.
like that, not paying him back.
I think he's done horrible things, but I really think if they had something concrete, they would have arrested him already.
It's kind of like the same with Trump, bro. Like Trump is guilty of being like an idiot and an asshole, but
yeah.
he's not really guilty of anything. What he's guilty of is like saying that his property is more expensive than it is. Which is like what everybody does. Like, name somebody that doesn't do that.
Right.
In my opinion, Diddy is like the biggest person right now in the industry, the most wealthiest person right now in the industry. And in my opinion, I think he's going to be like the new Jeffrey Epstein.
You
yeah,
think so?
I think so. Mm. Yeah. Everything so, I think is true.
Jeffrey Epstein had underage girls. That was the big thing about him. And yeah. he flew them around on his plane and he recruited them from high school. It was like way crazier.
Right.
Like Diddy paid people. Like, and they knew it. They were with it. You know what I'm saying?
This is interesting because you from the stories that they say about Diddy, who knows what he's done? I mean, you know, R. Kelly, you're right. For an example, I'm a big R. Kelly fan. And sometimes I don't even want to play the music because I don't want to hear the stigma from everybody talking crazy. But
he got bops. It sucks. You really can't listen to the music. No
he got so much good music. Yeah. Of course, and he got
12 play.
He got 12 play. Like yeah. you know, like it's tough. Like you don't know what's behind closed doors, right? You just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know, and that's
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Now that's another thing. I don't know. I'll get into that another
or,
time.
I mean, if you want to get into all that, then there's the whole thing with Quiet on the Set.
I've seen
the whole thing.
I'm on the fourth episode right now, so I haven't seen
that's
the fourth.
That's the final
thing.
One.
Yeah, fourth is fourth
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, but man, I really feel bad for that for Drake.
Drake Bell, right?
Yeah, I feel bad for him, dude.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough to watch.
But
that was
that's
a hard
what,
watch.
That's yeah, that
what
was.
I'm saying though, like people have watched all along. They just don't say anything because they're afraid of the power.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they do bad things, but sometimes it's bad things that they do. It's not actual crime that they're committing. So, like, we don't actually know until it all comes out later and all these people come speaking later.
You need concrete evidence.
Yeah.
Not
you
got to
have that, yes.
And if you just come with hearsay, then you could get blackballed, like what everybody be talking about. And it's a real thing, you know, especially when you got power and money.
Yeah, and I think Diddy sold those Revolt shares because, one, he's going to need the money to fight it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
And if he held on to them, like, the value of that would probably drop.
Alexa, you know are you saying he's guilty?
I'm saying he's guilty.
Alexa, out of it. And you saying undecided?
I'm going to wait until everything is out because, like I said,
guilty.
Look, it's a distraction because look, they're gonna everything. Even from like political people were at the Bohemian Grove, right?
Yeah.
So I think this is all a big distraction. With Diddy, I think they just raided his house. Why didn't they check his plane when it left? Why didn't they check that? Why did they raid his house for 5 hours and then they didn't check where he was actually going?
He's not arrested either. He was never been arrested.
And it was his daughter's house in LA.
Hey, you know what's crazy is what she says is I kind of agree with it. If you want to put on, you know, tinfoil hat and everything, like,
yeah.
maybe this is a distraction to
politics.
To get you away from the politics on like Biden, Trump. On the Ukraine, we sending billions over there.
It's true.
On the whole Russia thing.
Yeah, good point, right now Alexa. three Russian what was it ships that have sailed, warships that were sailed. So this is like a big distraction, and then people that are weak, like they just fall for it.
Yeah.
But if you actually open your eyes and see what's going on around the world, it's crazy.
There's a report. Well, she's a reporter. I followed her for a long time, and a lot of news outlets kind of like. Shy away from her, so she started reporting on a Substack and on her Instagram, and now she's has like this huge following, and she tries to cover stories that she feels are significant and things that are being used as distractions.
Wow.
And her handle is called House and Habit, and her name's Jessica Krause, and she covers everything from the Epstein thing to Diddy to politics, everything with Trump, RFK Jr., like Biden, everything you can think of, she delves into.
Has she been right?
So far, everything's been accurate, yeah. And I think she's made me feel regarding politics, how everything is so one-sided and it shouldn't be. You should really delve deep into each person's story.
Yeah.
See really what's going on and look at the back history. Don't believe everything that you see out there. Just do the research for yourself.
That's kind of the way I am too, man. Like, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Same. I'm in the middle. And it's like you have to judge each person off of their character and who they are.
Right.
And what are the better options. It's just crazy, though, because, like, we're so divided as a country.
So divided.
But it feels like that's on purpose.
And we are supposed to be the United States. United.
Yeah. So, segueing, are you voting this year?
Yeah.
You're going to vote? You're going to vote this year?
Yeah, of course.
I'll you vote
every year.
You vote every year.
And I take my kids so they can see me vote.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to ask anyone their political beliefs or anything like that. So, but yeah.
I vote all I think you should always exercise the vote.
Joseph, you voting? Okay.
I vote all over the place too, man. It's like you got it. Like I tell people all the time, like the main election is
local.
A distraction. Vote local.
Vote local.
That's
right.
That's the only thing that's gonna improve where you're at and affects you, especially the
directly.
Local laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can look at the local voter turnout, and
it's always small.
It's always small. It's like 2,800 people. I'm like, hello.
And then you're all like, when did this law get passed?
Because you didn't go vote. We needed the whole city. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to finish up with Young and the Reckless.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof. Fixing them as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
Chambean pero no jalan.
Hola.
Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. A ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín. Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tenis Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa, 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga.
y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes has escuchado mi gente.
Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa, no soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza, 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 es la cosa, mami es la cosa, goza, el que mira sufre y el que toca goza, goza, goza. I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Now rocking with the best. Junior Little, Luminary Sounds. Luminary Sounds, the number one station for independent artists.
Yes indeed, we are back. About to finish it up with the Young and the Reckless. I'm excited to hear about this one. This is gonna be a doozy. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Young and the Reckless, here we go. In this week's episode of the Young and the Reckless, a 24-year-old man named Alan met Brenda at a nightclub, and they began a year-long relationship. One day, Brenda's mothers invite Alan over for the 18th birthday surprise for the daughter. Alan is shook because he thought she was of age as they met a year ago. Brenda apologized about lying about the age because she was 17 as they met. Should Alan break off the relationship because of the lie, or is age nothing but a number because she'll be 18 soon?
How old is he again?
He's 24.
Oh, yeah, he need to break that off.
Yeah, they need to break up.
Oh my God. So
she was 17 years old. They were dating for a year. He did not know she was 17 years old. She's 24.
Well,
she's
going to be 18. That's wrong on the girl's side.
Okay, yes, it's wrong on the girl's side.
But it don't even matter, man.
She's about to be 18, though.
No, that don't matter. Because, I mean, once a person lies, they'll just lie forever.
All it takes is something going bad, and she's all like, yeah, he was messing with me a year ago, and this and that.
I know, right? So basically, that's easy. You're just saying, Alan, shut it down.
It's just a bad thing. Maybe hit her up in 2 years, you know.
But now she's 18. She's about to be 18 now.
But I'm telling you, like, she could use that as bait. And, you know, especially depending if it's a Mexican guy, if it's a black person, you don't want to be on that side of the law.
Oh, this is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. That's
even
crazy.
About to be 18, just it's...
No.
Don't let it slide?
Mm-mm. No. Just canceled. You lied from the start. There's more people out there.
I don't know,
what
man.
What about you, Junior? Yeah.
Yo, so is if she's about to be 18, first of all, I need to have something in writing that she lied about the age when we first met. I need to have her have that in writing because if I really am into her and I like her.
Ain't that an admission of guilt?
No, because I didn't know. That's why it's in writing.
So you're going to go get it notarized.
I'm going to get it notarized that you lied about your age when I met you. I met you at a nightclub. You shouldn't even been there, right? Yeah. So how'd she sneak in? But that does happen.
But isn't that still committing a crime?
That's a good question. If you meet someone in an establishment if you meet someone in an establishment like at a bar and everyone is supposedly of age, you meet this person, you leave with them and you have your night with them and you find out this person's underage, should you go to jail?
That's what SPM in jail for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a baby with a 13-year-old that was a stripper.
What?
Now that's rough.
That's crazy.
Now where did he meet her at?
Strip club.
She a dancer?
She was 13.
That's what he said.
I don't know. I think he could have got away with that. She's on stage dancing.
He doing life.
My God, maybe. This is who?
That's South Park Mexican.
Oh, I heard about
that
guy.
I'd be taking the strip club to court and suing them because they introduced me to this person and I thought I was of age. And
yeah,
instead I got in trouble.
I don't know the full story. Yeah. I don't know if they got charged or whatever, but like they didn't check her ID. But yeah.
He's a convicted sex offender, yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta get that thing notarized.
Yeah, but Alex,
like I was saying, in writing.
I'm telling you, don't need
to. Why even go through that? Just like,
I mean, she's about to be 18 soon.
I know, but like Mark said, even if they step away and they get back together when she turns 18 and things go south, she can always come back and say, well, he did this to me. You know, it doesn't matter. Look at how many people are getting in trouble years later.
You all bad, bro. You got to delete your socials. You got to move off the country.
Change your
for
name.
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Come back later. She, you, best thing is to make her think that you died. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I couldn't even laugh. I wanted to laugh, but it was hilarious. Make think that you died. Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure having you guys on the show.
Hey, hey.
Thank you.
Alexa, how can people follow you and get into what you're doing? Because you do so many different things.
Yeah, I do so many different things. You can check me out on Instagram at A-L-E-A-X-X-A. And you can follow me there. And then on TikTok, I'm as Little Twenty Kiss, LITOW 20 KISS.
Okay. All right. Mark Ford, what about you, bro?
Mark Ford, that's with a four, not a F. So M-A-R-K, four O-R-D. And okay. You could just Google me. Like, I'm all over everywhere. You could go to my website, which is markford.bigcartel.com. You could grab merch from there.
There you go.
You could also hear me on NBA 2K24. I got a placement on there. So
there you go.
It's a cool little
How vibe. Do you get to the placement? What happened? How did that arrangement happen?
So long story short, I have a homie that's in New York, and he knew somebody that actually worked for Take-Two. And then one thing led to another. We got our music in the game, so it's pretty dope.
Yeah,
the cut a check is dope. We in that game. We looking forward to getting in other games too.
Do you get royalties from this, or just one
time?
Nah,
it's a
no sync fee.
It's a licensing fee. So okay. Pretty much they pay for the song, they pay for the publishing aspect, and we own the master too, so they pay for that too.
There you go.
And the socials. So
there you go. Yeah. That's big time. Yeah. That's big time. They got to bring you back on to show artists how to get into that game as well that don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and anything next going on for you?
Yeah, so I own a marketing agency, so if you guys need any marketing, let me know. I'm Millicent.LLC. And then I also have a beauty business, ABA Beauty Glam, so you guys could check me out there also.
Mogul. That's right. That's right.
Do it all. Do it all.
Well, it has been a pleasure. This is Junior Letta, Luminary Sounds, and we will see you guys next week. Peace.